Good morning, children. Today we are going to discuss the second module of the 10th chapter, Visualizing Solid Shape, of your mathematics textbook in class 8. Before I take up the concepts to be covered in this module, I would like to ask you one question. That is, are you all comfortable with the concepts 2D shapes and 3D shapes, that is, two-dimensional shapes and three-dimensional shapes? Good. So, I hope that you all have completed exercise 10.1 given as assignment in module 1. Okay, right. So, now to start with the second module, we'll be talking about the topic mapping space around us. So what do you mean by this? It is the use of map to locate a thing with respect to other. Or we can say a map shows the location of a particular thing or object with respect to others. Now let us discuss some important points which are related to map. It is used to represent different objects or places, and different symbols are used for it. A map represents everything proportional to their actual size, not on the basis of perspective. It means that the size of the object will remain the same irrespective of the observer's viewpoint. Next very important thing is, a particular scale is used to draw a map so that the lengths drawn are proportional with respect to the size of the original figures. Or we can say that a map depicts the location of a particular object or place in relation to other object or places. And second, symbols are used to depict the different objects or places. Similarly, the third important point is, there is no reference or perspective in map, or objects that are closer to the observer are shown to be of the same size as those that are farther away. Now, to explain it, I have drawn a map which shows the different routes from Nehru Road. You all just go through this map drawn. Students, in the same manner, we can draw the map of our classroom or school compound using proper scale and symbols for different objects. Have you all understood? Yes, so there is an assignment for it. You all have to draw a map of your drawing room using proper scale and symbols for different objects. Is it okay? Okay. Now to go ahead with the next topic, let us just draw a solid figure of a cube. That is, diagram of a cube. And as you know, cube is a three-dimensional shape. Can you all see the figure which is drawn on the board? Yes. And the parts have been marked, that is, faces, edges and vertices. Now what do you mean by face of a cube? It is all the flat surfaces of the 3D shapes. It's not only for cube, for any other 3D shape also are the faces. Solid shapes are made up of these plane figures which are called as faces. And now to take up edges, the line segment which makes the structure of the solid shapes are called edges. The two faces meet at the edges of the 3D shapes. And now the vertex. The corner of the solid shapes is called vertex. The two edges meet at the vertex. Is it clear? The cube which we have drawn is also called as a regular polyhedron. But before I explain you what is a regular polyhedron, let us just discuss about polyhedrons. A polyhedron is a solid with flat polygonal faces. Or we can say that solids which have flat surfaces are called polyhedrons. As I explained you, cube is a polyhedron and it is a special polyhedron, that is regular polyhedron. So what is a regular polyhedron? A regular polyhedron is a solid whose faces constitute regular polygons, and at each vertex the same number of faces intersect. So one example which I have given you of regular polyhedron is a cube, and you can see the figure given. First one is a regular polyhedron and second one is irregular polyhedron. Now I hope that you can differentiate why first one is a regular polyhedron and second one is irregular polyhedron. Is it clear? Now the next topic is non-polyhedrons. Solids which have curved faces are called non-polyhedrons. You can see the examples given. Their faces are curved. Clear? So the examples of non-polyhedrons are sphere, cylinder, cone. Now I will take up this regular polyhedron once again so that you can understand it clearly. If all the faces of a polyhedron are regular polygons and its same number of faces meets at each vertex, then it is called as a regular polyhedron, as we have regular polygon for 2D shapes. You all may be knowing that equilateral triangle, square, then regular pentagon, they are all regular polygons, right? Yes, now children, these polyhedrons are of two types. First one is prism. So let me explain you what is a prism. From the figure given, if you see the figures carefully, prism can be defined as if the top and bottom of a polyhedron are congruent polygon and its lateral faces, that is side faces, are parallelogram in shape, then it is called as a prism. And as you can see in the figure given, the prism are named after their bases. That is, if the base of the prism is triangle, it is called as triangular prism. Same way, if its base is a rectangle, it is called as a rectangular prism. And if its base is a pentagon, that is five-sided polygon, then it will be called as pentagonal prism. So now can you tell me what type of prism is a cube? Or cube is what kind of prism? Okay, yes, you are right. It is a square prism. Cube is a square prism. Good. Polyhedron. The second type of polyhedron is called pyramid. So, seeing the figures, you can define the pyramid as if the base of the polyhedron is a polygon and its lateral faces are triangular in shape with a common vertex, it is said to be a pyramid. Seeing the figures, can you just tell me what is the name of the first pyramid given? Yes, it is a rectangular pyramid. Why it is a rectangular pyramid? Because its
base is a rectangle. And same way, second figure, you can see the base is a hexagon. So it is called as a hexagonal pyramid. Now to summarize this, we can say that a prism or a pyramid is named after its base. If the base of a prism is a hexagon, it is called as a hexagonal prism. And if the pyramid has a triangle as its base, then it will be called as a triangular pyramid.
Now let us take up the next topic, that is Euler's formula. This formula relates the relationship or gives the relationship between the number of faces, number of edges and number of vertices of a polyhedron. If F is the number of faces, E is the number of edges and V represents the number of vertices, then F plus V is equal to E plus 2, or we can say F plus V minus E is equal to 2. This relation was first given by the great mathematician Euler, and it is named after his name as Euler's formula. Let us apply this formula in case of cube or a cuboid. Yes, children, you all know the number of faces, number of vertices and number of edges of a cube or a cuboid, because both of the cube and a cuboid have the same number of faces, vertices and edges. Yes, come on. Number of faces of a cube or a cuboid, 6. And number of vertices, 8. Number of edges, you all can draw the figure and find out. Yes, it is 12. So what about the sum of faces and vertices? Number of faces plus number of vertices, 6 plus 8, that is 14. And number of edges, as you told me, it is 12. So we can just see that number of faces plus number of vertices, if it's done, it has come to 14. And it is also equal to number of edges, that is 12 plus 2. So left hand side and right hand side both has become equal. And in all cases we'll observe that F plus V is equal to E plus 2. This you can do or check for triangular prism, pentagonal pyramid or any other solid figure. Is it clear, children? Now there is an example for all of you to try yourself. Using Euler's formula, find the number of faces if the number of vertices is 6 and the number of edges is 12. You have to use Euler's relation for it. V is given, number of vertices is 6 and number of edges is 12. So put in the values in the formula. V plus F or F plus V is equal to E plus 2. So this comes, if you do the calculation, number of faces comes to 8. Yes, the given polyhedron has 8 faces. Now I hope that with this all explanation you will be able to complete exercise 10.2 and 10.3 of your textbook. Thank you.